turtles all the way down. I walk my Labrador down Tower Road, her nails ticking against the pavement, rooting at fleas that have hitched a ride from a field's uncut timothy. I think of the age-old belief that we labor unawares on the back of a giant tortoise. It reminds me of a joke. A physicist, Stephen Hawking, lectures in a convention room on cosmic scale, how the universe fits in a nutshell. This poem is not that joke, but I'm in that audience, schooled by a talk box speaking in maths. Only I think I understand when he says each atom is electron mooned as this earth, making up all we see, the scale tipped in every direction. Looking up, I see Milky Ways and Ursa Majors stacked like turtles on the backs of turtles, no end in sight. I don't know why I remember this joke or the professor's punchline, losing his audience to laughter, when a freshman stands, says, "So you're saying it's turtles all the way down?" I'm as lost in the joke's truth as I was after first reading Whitman's when I heard the learned astronomer. Do I, too, tread the shell of an ancient turtle, a midge trawling its back? As Nora trots us home, I'm lost in a heroic dose of scale, tripping over it, realizing every cinder my boot scatters, its own dirty Sputnik straining to break orbit. My father told me once the blink of stars is another captured moon trawling their orbit, like bumblebees his friends drugged with rubbing alcohol when he was in school, flossed to a fence post when they watched try to escape gravity. I'm disappearing. Spheres of sweat bead my skin, the wind carries away. Another belief risen from me, steam. Nora's nose leads us home where I can touch the walls, where what I believe isn't a wrestling match between how little I see and what I understand even less. Where sometimes we get the window seat, sometimes we're the train.